This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go! Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin on Afternoon Drive. Now it's Evening Drive. The quarterback whisperers are back. Don't throw into triple coverage.
No risk it, no biscuit.
Those are the opposite of the two things. If you throw,
that's the cool thing about the quarterback whisper.
You can whisper whatever you want.
It's never congruent.
If you throw,
it's just a wild card.
If you throw before the line of scrimmage, I'll murder you when you sleep.
You can say whatever you want as long as you whisper it.
Honestly, I always kind of thought Brooklyn Decker was a little overrated.
No, that's an insane take, and you know it.
No, that's the quarterback whisperer.
You could have gone like Sidney Sweeney or something.
That's not me, Nick Wilson. That's not me, Nick Wilson, saying that.
Brooklyn Decker of all
people. No. I was just saying that's something a quarterback whisperer could whisper.
I would let that one fall and die at the quarterback whisperer.
She's really good looking.
Oh, I was talking about her as an actor.
Actress.
In case we missed it.
Hey, we're having fun.
Coming up in about 40 minutes here. The Nat list coming up in about 625, 627, potentially 628. We do have a little update, I would say, to pass along here. Mary Kay just posting up here within the last probably 15, 20 minutes that the Browns are interested in Mike McDaniel. And now she's also reported they are interested in John Harbaugh as well. But when it comes to McDaniel saying they'll possibly interview him next week since he's a free agent and he'll likely have other opportunities. So it does seem like McDaniel is at least going to get an interview here. We're assuming he's a head coach. So we like to hear that. We do. I think Mike is one of the, even if you don't hire him as a head coach, I think Mike is the kind of guy you should talk to.
Well, remember, think about like the Jeremy Fowler report from before late December, where he was like, it was basically saying how the Browns and the Dolphins, the Browns have a very, very high interest in Mike if he became available if the Dolphins parted ways. And it's like, so there's been rumblings on this for a while, even before he was fired. Obviously, I'd assume this would kick it into overdrive. I just think everyone's at a standstill because of Harbaugh, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like everyone wants to do these interviews, the serious interviews. It feels like they want to do more of them next week, and then they want to see where John's at. They want to see what happens wild card weekend, and it's all very understandable.
Totally fair, but I think if you're the Browns, like, okay, maybe the Titans would do it. Maybe the Titans would be interested in Mike McDaniel since they're already interested in Matt Nagy.
McDaniel, though, doesn't think he's like Harbaugh, does he? Like, I'm gonna wait till wild card weekend to see who I go do interviews with?
No. If anything, I think he's just waiting to see where Harbaugh
is. Does he have awareness on this, though? Like, is there a part of him that's thinking?
I think Mike is a really sharp cookie when it comes to stuff like that.
I would hope so.
I'm not trying to make the connection here because we've already talked about how I think Mike McDaniel's what people think Kevin Stefanski is. Like, I think he is a legitimate offensive genius. And I also question a little bit about the leadership, but in fairness, he never went worse than 7 wins in a season, whereas Kevin had a 5-win season and a 3-win season. Those are different. There's different floors, right?
He never went, again, I'm just trying to, like, if I'm spinning this in the positives in his direction, in his mind, right? He never had fewer than 7 wins in a season. He had what is one of the worst GMs in the sport in Chris Greer. Like, that's not even really debatable at this point.
He never walked into a defense as good as this one.
And he had Tua as his quarterback. Yeah. Like, and then he was able to mask the idea while getting Tua paid $50+ million a year in the process. That's insanity. That's a magic trick to be able to pull that off. There's a part of me that wonders if he's got the right read on what this is all turning out to be, or if he's thinking to himself, I'll interview with the Browns next week. We'll take some interviews, but ultimately, I'm waiting for the big teams, the Packers, the Bills, maybe the Eagles, to go ahead and shake loose of their coach, and I'm going to go after those guys.
Now, one of the things I think, but a way that I do want to make a comparison between Kevin and Mike McDaniel is, I do think Andrew Berry seems to have a pretty good barometer on when it comes to coaches, good dudes. Kevin Stefanski, great dude. Everything I've ever heard about Mike McDaniel, awesome human being.
Yeah.
And maybe not enough of a careerist. Like, there were times where he had a chance to leave San Francisco, to leave Kyle Shanahan for maybe better jobs, more money, quicker path to being a head coach. And he kind of took his time. He kind of took his time and allowed, oh my gosh, I'm trying to think of the offensive coordinators, like LaFleur, like guys that were
ahead of Zach Taylor.
Him. Yeah, Zach Taylor, yeah. Ahead of him kind of in the queue there to get a head coaching job.
Yeah, I like how you put that, because he doesn't seem like much of a careerist. He seems like somebody that just always had to be so good at his job in order to be able to have like other people to pay attention to it in order for him to even get the jobs and the opportunities. He's different. Like, I watched enough of his press conferences. I'm sure some of you guys out there have as well. Sometimes he mumbles through these things. Sometimes he doesn't. He doesn't seem like he makes.
We're gonna make fun of him.
Oh my gosh! Sometimes he doesn't even make sentences. Like, there's a lot that's just different about him.
Yeah,
he is a different human. Everything from wearing the $700,000 watches he does on the sidelines to the sprint to the tunnel thing that he's just vaping on the sidelines. He's just different. In a world of NFL coaches that are all trying to find the same, he stands out.
Well, and here would be another difference with Stefanski. So I think it's fair that people go, well, isn't he just Stefanski? He's an offensive coach that isn't a leader of men. And I understand, again, like there are some corollaries. I think the level of understanding of offenses and how to tweak offenses and build offenses, I think is different with Mike than Kevin. Another thing I like about him, though, is we're not going to have to ask Mike McDaniel to run the ball. And there is, and I actually think you kind of saw it from the Browns at the end of this season. There was some creativity in what they did blocking-wise to try and get the running game going. It didn't really work well because their offensive linemen were booty, but they did some interesting things at the end of the year. And the funny thing is, while watching it, I said, oh, that kind of looks like Mike McDaniel would do that. Was just some of the movement that they were using and stunts that they were using. I think Quinshon Judkins and Samson would have a lot of success here.
Yeah, that's fair to say. So, yeah, I mean, look what he's done with Achan. I mean, like it's been incredible.
Whereas it felt like Kevin loved the run game until he didn't. And went away from it, especially once Nick Chubb got hurt. It felt like Kevin...
Well, Chubb's situation here was always weird, because we never truly found out where the directive was. I always just assumed it was Andrew Berry in the front office, which might have been a little bit of Paul DePodesta as well. But the idea that it's like once we got to 20 carries, we were done.
Yeah.
Like they had determined that their number with Chubb was 20 carries, and then anything more than that, he was on a diminished return. And they just kept doing things like that over and over again. And so like how they even managed that, I always thought was a little funny. When Kevin had to like pick his spots to be able to use it, I also thought was really funny. And I just McDaniel's not going to do that because nobody does that. It was crazy.
So that's another thing that I think is enticing. And again, like I cannot tell you he would be a definitive success as the head coach here.
Right.
I can't. None of these guys. Honestly, even Harbaugh, for where you are, I can't tell you that any of them are definitive. A plus, no misses. But I think Mike McDaniel's really interesting. I did have a thought on the Jim Schwartz, Tommy Rees thing that might. I think might need to be said today, given it's Jim Schwartz and Tommy Rees Day.
Okay. All right. I'm open.
I don't think Tommy Rees has a legitimate chance at the head coaching job. Like, I have said he would have to have.
I agree with that for whatever it's worth. I agree with that.
I know, but it was weird that it was like, you and I have both said, I think. it was okay. Poor English.
Okay.
But. Unless he has like the holy crap kind of interview, where did this guy come from? Which would be surprising because he's been in the building. But I could see the Browns picking Tommy Rees's brain about his plans for the offense and how he thinks this has to go. And then confirming him as the OC with Jim Schwartz as the head coach. Like basically mm-hmm. going to themselves, all right, we're gonna put Tommy on the map here a little bit, but we're gonna use this as a way to really get to know him better as an offensive coordinator, aside from Kevin. What are your, you know, if you were the head coach, what's your vision for this offense? Because I wouldn't be surprised if Jim Schwartz has been highly complimentary of Tommy Rees. I wouldn't be surprised if Jim Schwartz said to those guys, you know, I want Tommy Rees as my OC.
Well, I think a lot of that just think about Schwartz within this. I think one thing that Schwartz did that was great for Stefanski is that Schwartz just took care of the defensive side of the ball. And this is where I thought Stefanski failed with Joe Woods, by the way. Is Stefanski really was like, you're the defensive coordinator. That's your side of the ball. You do it. You take care of everything. I don't think it's an accident why we've seen the defensive side of the ball have so much success. And it seems so polarizing different than the offensive side of the ball. But he trusted those guys. And then that was part of the idea. And so, like, would Jim Schwartz have enough trust in Tommy Rees to be like, all right, we're basically just going to keep the same thing that Kevin did. You focus on the offensive side of the ball. I focus on the defensive side of the ball. And then we can go at it that way.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I don't know. I don't know what Schwartz would end up doing, or would he turn into I really don't remember how it went with Detroit, but in an all-encompassing CEO type thing. I'd be fascinated to find that out. And these are the type of questions that Andrew Berry, I'm sure, would want to find out.
I think the only thing with Rees, and again, I'm comfortable with him staying around as OC. I think people... Listen, if I'm going to say contextually, I look at what Shador did in those seven games, and I'm just not willing to give up on. Like, it's so funny, dude. That tweet that blew up yesterday from Little Data, the little fellow that was tweeting at us.
Yeah.
One of the funniest things about it to me is at no point have I ever said Shador's going to be a superstar. I've never said anything. Like, people, every time you, like, the rebuttals were, oh, you think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's going to be Mahomes. I literally never said that. Neither of you.
No.
Our comps, or my comp, was either Kirk Cousins or Geno Smith.
I went Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah. And then, by the way, these are the better versions. Like, this is the best thing that he's going to be. I think what I'm saying is I saw a lot of potential. I saw some growth. I'm interested to see that continue. And that's turned into, you think he's X, Y, and Z. But if I give the context of Shador, whether it's on EPA and how, man, that Baltimore, that half against Baltimore and that Bears game are carrying more than half of the negative part of his EPA.
Right.
If I'm going to do that, if I'm going to go, well, you know, Shador didn't have an O-line and this, that, and the other, Quinshon the last couple games. If I'm going to do that, kind of might have to do that for Tommy Rees too. My only concern, though, is, well, what players have I seen develop under him? We just don't have any proof with that. McDaniel.
Yeah, he just wasn't here long
enough. Whereas with McDaniel as a head coach, I've watched that guy develop a lot of players, or even good players when he got them turned to better players.
Well, so for the same reason why many people can't say Shador should unequivocally be the franchise quarterback moving forward is probably the same reason why you could make an argument or a statement that Tommy Rees shouldn't be the head coach moving forward.
Yeah.
Or the offensive coordinator.
That's the problem.
Yeah, the same things. Can exist, while also understanding that neither one of them got a fair shake in it.
Yeah.
You know, that's not really a fair shake, fair shot, whatever you want to call it. And, I mean, it's one of these deals. That's fine. And for Tommy Rees, he's going to have to find an opportunity the same way that Shador will, where it's a better team and he can have a real chance to showcase himself.
I look at the way forward now. And the McDaniel stuff, again, made me a little bit more rosy. Because I would hire Mike McDaniel over Mike McCarthy.
After we've done it all day long now, and it feels like, I mean, I feel really good about McDaniel. I felt really good about it in like entering today, but also like then just talking it out and doing all day. It doesn't seem like fans are they haven't gotten there yet. Yeah. But after 5 hours of us talking about it, I had him at number two on my board because
moving
Harbaugh.
Him up?
Well, Harbaugh's not really on the board. No, he's still not above McCarthy, and I hate saying that because I don't believe in McCarthy. But you know where I'm at here.
Not a fan of McCarthyism.
If you get McDaniel, I'm not calling it a slam dunk, but you want to call it a double? Life is built on doubles. You hit a lot of doubles, you have good things happen to you.
I
mixed baseball and basketball, and I apologize.
And my brain still hasn't recovered. Not from that, from the concussions. Mike McDaniel as head coach and Jim Schwartz as defensive coordinator. To me, what you would see is two guys who are incredibly competent on their side of the ball. And incredibly competent. That's insulting. They're incredible at what they do when it comes to calling defenses, but they're also good developers of talent. And I think that is so critically important that whatever the new head coach is, if Jim Schwartz is here, I feel like he turned Devin Bush from a 10th pick bust into a guy that's going to get paper, whether it's Cleveland or somewhere else. He's going to get paid this offseason into a really good football player.
Veteran. Malik Collins comes here and has the best year of his career. Yes. You know what I mean? A lot of guys.
I need the offensive version of that if we're going to keep Schwartzy, and I think Mike McDaniel could be that guy.
Yeah, and again, it's no promise that it's all going to work out. The Browns have a lot to go. And plus, I promise you, we'd get way more angry at McDaniel than we think we would right now.
Oh, yeah, he's going to drive us crazy.
Drive us up the wall.
Yeah.
And we'll probably look at you thought Stefanski press conferences were basically a nothing burger.
Yeah.
Like, he does, like, fun, like, hey, I'll quote Tupac and stuff like that. He does that stuff. He has a lot of mumbling and a lot of, like, didn't make any sense. I don't know what you even said. Did you even watch the game, Mike? What happened there? He's far from perfect. But I'll take the imperfections.
As long as the offense is fun to watch.
And it will be. That part of it, it will be. It should be. I don't know that you can turn around an offense quicker with many other people.
It is time to wonder, does the Cleveland media deserve to be bashed? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey, everybody. Anthony Lima for QC Kinetics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.